Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're just having an incredible time today. Why don't we just take out a moment to say Alleluia? Can you say that with me for a moment? Alleluia. Hail to the King, Yeshua the Christ, as we step in. As we desire this moment, the reason you're listening, the reason I'm speaking, to act under the spirit of Lamed, he that teaches learns, he that learns is taught by Holy Spirit. We engage Yeshua the Christ and sit in his blood covenant as we go into this message today. You know, the Father wants you to go and be seated in the heavenly realm, seated in heavenly places, right there where you're at. This is in the spirit realm. That dimension isn't a billion miles away. That dimension is all around you. And Yeshua the Christ in his torn flesh, his resurrected body, the seal on the dotted line of salvation through redemption by the baptism of the Holy Ghost being inside of you, has opened up a gateway for you to go on the other side of the veil and sit before the Father and engage the Yod, the He, the Vav, the He. As I go into the Shin represents Yeshua. I step into the Yod, the He, the Vav, the He. I step into the Yod, the He, the Shin, the Vav, the He. Now, maybe you are a Hebrew scholar, or maybe you are not. You don't even understand yet the Hebrew living letters, but they're like, well, you know, I speak English or I speak this language. It's not about it being a language per se, as to say, you know, Hebrew language, of course, or American language, you know, English language, whatever. But it's a living language because each one of those letters is a fiery gateway that was breathed out of the breath of Yahweh that opened up a multitude, a plethora of wisdom and discernment and the Spirit of God and a gateway before the Father through Christ Yeshua. All of this is inside of Christ Yeshua and all of this is led by Holy Spirit that I may engage. That's why the Hebrew living letters are so important, more important than my own earthly language, which is in my case, broken Hebrew language of English. I can't speak Cajun barely, right? And so, but the real Hebrew letters is not just for documentation of writing a letter or speaking a word, but each of them carry a minimum 70 dimensions. And it opens up the cosmos. It opens up the heavens. He breathed it in and he spoke it out. And that word that he spoke out comes alive. And that's why you want to engage the Hebrew living letters. If you don't have that book on the Hebrew living letters, there's many of them out there. But I like the one that was written by Daniel Cook and Apostle Aaron and the gang that I've hung out with for 30 years. And, you know, Friends of Eber, which is about the Hebrew living letter. And you can get it on Amazon. You can go to my site and request and talk to me. I can show you different ways of buying it. You can buy it from Danny. And I don't sell it myself. As I say, I'm not the author. I'm just a big believer of this book. So you can engage with it. It's a book that you engage over and over and over and over and over and over and see something new every time because Holy Spirit is speaking. So let's go back to this because let's talk about the hay. The hay means the breath. Now, when we talk about the breath, God doesn't breathe oxygen. So it's not like that. There's no oxygen once you leave the planet Earth. So he doesn't breathe oxygen. He is substance. So the hay breathed out the fullness of the substance of God. Think about that. The yod represents the all spark of God. That one little dot, they say in Hebrew, every time you put your pen to paper, that first dot of touching that paper is a yod. So every word has a consistency of a yod in it, even if it's not displayed as a yod in the letter. But it's the all spark of God, the all spark of the essence. So think about this, the all spark of the essence of the fullness of Elohim, the fullness of the three in one, the fullness of Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit is inside the yod, which is the first letter of the name, Yod-Heh. So out of the all spark of Yahweh, He speaks his frequency into the Vav. Now, the Vav is the Son of Man. And unless you put that Yeshua in there, the Son of Man would just be Christ, because he is the reflection, the reverberation, the vibration, the one that is the mandate of the fullness of Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Ghost of himself, the Son of Man. But because we sit that Shin in there, we sit Yeshua in there, I am in him and he is in me. I get to go sit in the Yod, Hey, Va, Hey. Now it's the all spark of the frequency of God, the fullness of God, the fullness of his glory, the fullness of his love. You can read that in John chapter 17 when Yeshua is praying and he says, for those that are coming, I want to tell you this, that the same love that the Father has for me is now given to you. And I love this part too. He says, the same glory that the Father gave to me is now given to you. So that same frequency out of that Yod that was inside Yeshua is now the same frequency that's inside that Hey, that breath, that Kayalam, that everlasting life, the very frequency of the fullness of Yahweh that's now breathing into that Shin where I sit. No, I now become the Vav. I now become the Son of Man. I now become the crowned one. I now become the crowned one. Why? Because I am seated in Christ Yeshua, and he, out of his grace, out of his faithfulness, out of his mercy, has now crowned me in glory, has crowned me in holiness, has crowned me in righteousness, has crowned me and opened up my being to receive the very fullness that came out of the breath of Yahweh, that came out of the Yod, the very Spirit of God. And then it goes, Yod, Hey, Shin, Va, me, Hey, now I breathe the frequency of God, the frequency of Elohim, the frequency of Yeshua, the frequency of Ulach Kadesh, Holy Ghost, back into the Father. So it's Yod, the essence of God, Hey, breathing out to Yeshua, breathing out to the Son of Man, Vav, I sit in him. So therefore I become him. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ lives inside of me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I sit inside of him. And now I receive his frequency. I receive his frequency. And therefore, I breathe it back to him. So now my Hey is as the Hey that came out of the throne of God. Now we have caused a heaven and earth connection. As it is in heaven, so let it be in the earth. The essence of the Yod Hey, Vah Hey, Yod Hey Shin, Vah Hey, of Yeshua and me and Yeshua and us in Yahweh, the Most High God sealed with the Holy Spirit. Now I carry the frequency of Yahweh. You carry the frequency of Yahweh. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the world. You are the savor and the flavor of Yeshua to the world. Once again, this is Sigma Bay. Engage the Yod, Hey, Vah, Hey, Yod, Hey, Shin, Vah, Hey, by Holy Spirit. Go on the other side of the veil. If you don't know much about that, listen to my podcast. Go to my Patreon, listen to my videos. Go to my YouTube, listen to my videos. And let these things get in you and grow in you until you mature into the fullness of what God created you to be, the very light, sound, frequency of the Father himself. You were made in his image. Remember that. You were not made in his image like a mirror, like a reflection, as if, oh, look, you're just reflecting the light off of you, but you're just a dirty worm. No, you came out of the loins of Yahweh as God himself, for he created that of himself, just like Yeshua, just like the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. You were created with the fullness of God, Yeshua, and the Holy Ghost. We're not a two-part being. We're not like an angel. We're not like an animal. We're not like a plant. Nothing wrong with loving animals. Nothing wrong with honoring angels. Nothing wrong with honoring the earth. But we are the only substance in the whole world, galaxy, universes, cosmos, that carries the three parts that are able to have God Almighty come inside and dwell. That's how powerful you are. So reflect that today. Yod Heh Vav Heh, Yahweh, I am that I am. I sit in Christ, Jesus our Lord. This is Sigma Bay. I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget to share this with a friend, whether around the world or around the corner. Shalom.